The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, from the grimy sponge sitting at the side of your sink to the pillow you rest your head on every night, there are lots of household items you probably should be replacing a lot more than you think. But just how often should you get new stuff? Dr. Amalia Scannell is a microbiologist at the UCD Institute of Food and Health, and she joins us to tell us how often we should be throwing things out and getting new things around the house. Amalia, you're very, very welcome. Now, I already know that I'm going to be in your crosshairs here because I don't do nearly enough of this. Let's start with some commoner garden things in the kitchen. The cloths and the sponges around the sink.
Yeah,
I use them till they fall to bits, the sponges, and then I use the cloths until they're manky, and then I throw them in a hot wash, and then I keep going till they're rags, basically.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me. So absolutely, you're 100% correct. And in today's climate where sustainability and recycling is very important, I think we need to tone down this everything needs to be replaced conversation.
Okay, you're starting to make me feel better. Okay, keep going.
So I think we have to ask ourselves, why do we replace things and when? Those two things marry together. So we replace things when they're either not safe anymore or when they're no longer fit to purpose. That's why we replace things. So when we're looking at things like our kitchen sponges, it's really about housekeeping and good housekeeping. So I like to think that good housekeeping supports good public health. So if you are working with a manky sponge, that's not really good housekeeping, right? But if you're throwing it into a hot wash with detergent, that's going to kill everything and clean everything. And then when it falls apart is when you can throw it away.
Yeah, because I would, if the sponge is manky, like I wouldn't clean the table with it because I'm only smearing grease or something across my table. I'm not like a complete psychopath. But but I also wouldn't be changing it because it looks a bit off colour or something.
No.
Like, you know what I mean? I put a bit of hot water and a bit
tea
of washing
bags,
up liquid
tea bags,
on it.
Tea bag stains and such things live on a cloth.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean it needs throwing out. It means it needs a wash.
Yeah. I probably am in the wrong here. I sometimes throw them in the dishwasher and let them just go in the hot cycle with the dishwasher.
Lots of people do that. It wouldn't be something I'd be personally experienced in. My husband is my dishwasher. All right, Dave.
God, you're a lucky woman.
I am.
Now, this one fascinates me. Pillows, right?
Yes.
Every year.
Every year to 2 years is what's recommended. And again, I think that's
why?
Given the price of to pillows
but
for
like,
a start.
Obviously, I change my pillowcase, right? Because otherwise it gets a bit manky, bits of mascara and everything. Yeah. So obviously, I do that. Yeah. Again, not a psychopath. But the pillow, why?
Well, okay. So the pillow itself is fabric and stuffing of some sort.
Yes.
And mites can grow in it.
I don't like the idea of that. Now.
Yeah. So you can get that and you can get bits of hair and sweat and hair oils and stuff in it. But what I'm going to say is that if you buy a good quality cover for your actual pillow that goes under your pillowcase, you can wash...
Like a pillow protector kind of thing.
Like. If you like. And you can get really good quality ones that stop moisture going down as well without sounding like a crinkly plastic bag, for example. You don't want that.
No.
But if you get a good quality one, that'll stop it.
And I'm not being like facetious, but do the pillow protectors not get covered in mites then?
We wash them though.
You can wash them more often.
Right. And then I would absolutely recommend a yearly or a half yearly wash of the pillows as well.
Yes, you can wash a pillow
but
unless
it's
huge.
But why you throw it away, I just think it's really bad form.
Because one of the things when I was reading up on meeting you, it said, don't keep your pillows, throw them out because they'll have dead skin cells on them. And I was thinking, I don't give a monkey's
about
dead.
They're your own skin cells.
It's a monkey. And they've rotted away to nothing anyway. They're organic. Sheets.
Sheets, again, look, I'm all about recycling. We use them till we...
Till you put your foot through it.
There we go. You can see through it or put your foot through it. And then you can cut it up and make cloths out of it and, you know, reuse it or repurpose it as opposed to just directly binning it as well. And there are some end-of-life places for fabric.
There are recycling places that will take them if they're clean and,
exactly.
and obviously washed and all that stuff too.
And that's another thing I would recommend.
Here's another thing that I'm not great at changing too much. Makeup sponges.
Yeah, makeup sponges are a nuisance. Makeup sponges are a nuisance because in order to keep them clean, you have to wash them. And then when you wash them, they fall to bits.
Yeah.
But then that's the answer, isn't it?
I'm probably more likely to just be smearing dirt across my face than washing them. I actually use my fingers half the time with my makeup.
Likewise.
But when I do the makeup sponges, they keep going too till they fall into bits.
Yeah.
And I, this, anyway, the towels.
Towels, it's all about usage. So if you've got good quality towels, if you wash them well, you don't need to be throwing them out until they're falling to bits. And as I said to your researcher, you know, then they become very good foot mats for when you step out of the bath.
And they become the dog's towel.
The dog's towel and all of the rest of those things, washing up with your car towels.
This is where we might get a bit manky. Toothbrushes and toilet brushes are in contact with bacteria a lot because they're in the bathroom and there's bits of fecal matter and everything. I still don't, I'm just being honest, change my toothbrush until... it's kind of splayed. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? That's when mine goes.
I think that's the Gen X advertisements as well. When Colgate used to tell us how to, I may not have been allowed to use the word. When the ads used to come on to say about the splaying of the brush to change your brush then. But what I would say is that if you're in the bathroom and if you're flushing with the open lid or if you haven't a cover on your toothbrush, I would be inclined to make sure you're washing the toothbrush really well. It's not full of toothpaste and just to make sure.
Catching.
It will catch the fecal bacteria that are flying around the place. Okay. So disinfect them.
My toothbrush actually lives inside a cupboard, so it's not too bad.
That'll be okay.
But putting the flushing with the lid down, that is an important thing that loads of people don't do.
It is, absolutely. It's been shown with fluorescence that they put fluorescence in and there's fluoresce the entire air around it. So it's nasty.
The toilet brush itself. Now, when I change that is because the handle has broken.
And I
sound like I wouldn't spend a penny here.
I would concur. I have, however, noticed that the handle breaks much more frequently and it might be an inbuilt safety situation.
Yeah, no one is changing them. Yeah.
So every 6 months, 12 months, I find if I get to the 12 months with the handle not broken, that's great. But again, look at wash them. Don't be sticking them into the holder without cleaning them.
Okay, I'm going to tell you how I wash them. In the toilet. I stick them in the toilet when the toilet is clean with water and I put them back in with the clean water and then I just flush the toilet.
Is that normal? I don't know about normal, but I also do that. But I do add, just for the fun, a little bit of bleach, just, you know.
Now, this really alarmed me. Household slippers every 3 months. Are you actually joking me?
What I'm going to say is I didn't write the list. I'm here to comment on the list and I don't know why anybody would wash slippers every... Your own slippers
that don't even go outside the house.
I mean, unless they're walking out the door with something.
I think whoever wrote this list is germphobic. I'm not even joking because I am not germphobic at all. I wash my hands, I keep clean, I shower, I do all those things. Yeah. I wash my bed linen, I do all of that. But this strikes me as bonkers. Underwear. How it says here, change all your obviously change your underwear regularly
every day,
but throw out your underwear and buy new underwear 6 to 12 months.
Nah,
my underwear is a bit pricey. I'm not having this.
My underwear is older than some of my children's. Some of it anyway.
I did say on the floor earlier in the office when I was saying 6 to 12 months, I said if we're talking bras every 10 years, I was actually kind of half joking, but only half joking.
I know, I hear you. I mean, they're expensive and if you get a good one, you don't want to part with it.
It still has elastic.
If it has elastic in a crotch, you're laughing.
Oh, listen. Look, is there anything that we should be...
I am laughing.
Do you notice Shane Coleman's keeping his head right down
here?
He's right to. What do you change, Shane Coleman? Are you replacing everything constantly?
No. God, definitely not.
It's just
boxers last for years. Literally until they're worn through.
I won't go any further than that. See through them.
There to be holes upon the holes.
Not talking about the see through ones that you buy see through, Jane. I'm talking about the ones that become see through.
Yes.
Isn't that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Is there anything that we don't change enough that we should be, Amalia?
Anything that you want to have close to your face and your mouth, you probably need to change more often. So I would say face cloths, if they're kind of getting a bit grotty, I would throw them out quicker after you've washed them.
People are asking about feather pillows. Can they wash them? I have no idea.
I have never washed a feather pillow yet, but I would also be inclined to try.
Although what I do know is because I have washed feather and down coats.
All right.
And I have them and I know how to. You just put a tennis ball in with the thing so it bashes it around so that the feathers don't clump and that all. So I bet you can wash
them. But certainly the professional cleaners will be able to wash
this.
For sure.
Put the dryers in the dryer on high heat, freshes them up. That's probably a good thing. Yeah. This is not me.
A freezer will actually kill the mites.
Then they're just going in the freezer. This one is not for me. I cut up my old t-shirts and I use them as washable bum rags instead of using toilet roll.
Me too.
Sustainable and cheaper.
Okay.
Are you? I'm not.
I wouldn't be going there now.
I'm not. It's
giving me. It's giving me the sponge on a stick vibe from ancient Rome.
I'm not. Those plastic scrubber sponges wear away eventually. All that plastic just goes down the drain and into our waterways and back into our bodies. We are practically Lego figurines at this stage, and then everything is awesome. My pillows have feathers. I no way I'm washing those, and they're so expensive. Every 3 years or so, I kind of wash sometimes. Pillows eventually collapse
they
and
do,
become
and
just
then,
flat,
yeah.
And that's when mine go.
Same.
All right,
same.
You've made me feel much better. I'm not the filthy article I thought I was.
Well, if you're not, you're the same as the rest of us.
Thank you. We're now getting texts in going, washable bum rags. Oh my God. I'm with that texter. Thank you so much.
Can I give a quick shout out?
Please
would
do.
That be okay?
Of course you
I
can.
Just want to give a shout out to Deirdre Nikivonig, and she's been tirelessly waving her baton for us. The Dulcissimo and Fear Dulce choirs, and we're getting ready for a spring concert coming up. We have the Meta Air and Isobars coming to join us, and we're going to be singing Up a Storm in Raheny Parish Church at 4 p.m. on the 29th. We would love to serenade you. Please, everybody, come.
Is that 29th of March?
March, yeah.
Anyone near Raheny, get yourselves along there. That sounds fantastic. Thank you very much to Dr. Amalia Scannell
Thanks
there,
so much.
Microbiologist in UCD.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.